From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Today, hearing what is there and seeing what isn't. First, it's Election Day. Voters will settle on nominees for U.S. Senator, Lieutenant Governor, and other statewide jobs, as well as for legislative and congressional races. We'll bring you live updates on 90.1 and at keranews.org after the polls close at 7. Now to our breakthrough series. More than 30 million Americans have significant hearing loss. Traditional hearing aid technology can be expensive and tricky for some. Lauren Silverman found other routes to relief, though, at a UT Dallas workshop.
Sherilyn Wilson isn't sure exactly how the small wireless microphone and receiver tucked behind her ear work to make listening easier, but she knows how this high-tech device makes her feel.
It makes me feel so connected to the rest of the world, the rest of the environment that I'm in. I'm able to contribute to the conversation and hear what's been said to me.
Wilson, who's 70, started losing her hearing at 28. Although she eventually got hearing aids, she says that doesn't completely solve the problem.
Hearing loss is not like sight. We think it's like sight, that we put a pair of glasses on and it clears up. Well, we can't do that with hearing loss. We can only amplify the sound. And it's not just enough to receive your aids and go home, because you don't get instructions. You don't really get counseling. You don't get feedback.
To get those instructions and feedback, Wilson, along with a dozen other people with hearing loss, are at UT Dallas's Callier Center for Communication Disorders. They're participating in a week-long workshop trying out new technology and communication techniques to use with friends and family.
So when you have a hearing loss, it's not just that individual's problem. It's also a concern and issue for the people they're trying to communicate with.
Professor Linda Thibodeau has run this workshop for 12 years.
Many times couples are very frustrated about their communication, and even though they may have purchased a $6,000 pair of hearing aids, they go home and they're still struggling to hear each other because they're talking to each other from separate rooms.
So Thibodeau goes over the physics of sound and why you need to get someone's attention before speaking to them. Otherwise, she says, relationships can suffer.
Couples used to go out to eat and they just stopped going. They've retreated from their social activities, and the last one we just had, they said, you know, it was too much difficulty to talk to each other, and we would just live in our separate worlds. We were two people existing in separate worlds.
I've been trying to get hearing aids for years.
Wilma Lusk is here with her husband of 53 years, Ray. He got hearing aids just a few months ago.
I hear more from my wife, Wilma, and I can turn her off. I better be careful here.
More importantly, he says, no more pretending he understands someone in crowded rooms with background noise.
And there, I did something probably really bad because I was bluffing and, give an indication that I knew what they were saying when I was trying to piece it together.
Hearing loss is often an invisible disability, and one that can be isolating. When Donna Lafreniere first tried on a pair of hearing aids, she says it changed everything.
I was like a Christmas tree that someone lit up, because my face just went, and I could hear.
Lafreniere is practicing lip reading on a computer program simulation.
We'll lower the noise on this one and try it again.
We live in an age when pizza gets to your home before the police.
Before the police.
There you go.
Lafreniere says learning to supplement hearing aids with lip reading makes communication easier. But the point of this workshop isn't to learn to blend in or avoid asking for help. Professor Linda Thibodeau says it's quite the opposite.
We actually really promote, especially with our teens and younger children, bright-colored hearing aids, bright-colored ear molds, because what we're trying to teach people here are strategies to help you communicate better with individuals. And if you keep that facade that you don't need any special accommodations, then that only compounds the problem.
After a week of practice and field trips to noisy places, the hope is participants go home with more confidence using their assisted listening devices and the ability to cope when a battery dies or technology isn't enough. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
North Park Center is known for housing the Nasher family's major art collection, but Jerome Weeks reports a new work on display as people looking up, trying to figure out what they're seeing.
A little marketing tip. You want to draw a crowd, generate a little public interest? Have some people stare at something. It could be in a store window, it could be overhead, but it has to be something other people walking past can't see until they go up themselves and get a good look.
When I was walking up, I was just wondering, what is everyone looking at? And if I didn't see others looking at it, I probably wouldn't have walked under it. I just would have thought, oh, okay, something interesting, but it's really cool.
Letitia, who asked her last name not be used, is from Dallas. She was shopping recently at North Park Center when she spotted a small crowd peering up at three water towers. They're brand new, big wooden barrels up on metal legs. They're like the ones you see in old movie westerns, the tanks that provide water for a steam train. And you can still see them on top of older buildings in New York. But walk under these at North Park, look up, and it's a different world.
I see kind of an infinity. It's really amazing how he was able to create that infinite image.
Rodney Britton works at North Park's Apple Store. He's looking at a common optical illusion. It's what you get with a two-way mirror and a regular mirror facing each other. They reflect and repeat an image over and over. But rarely is the effect seen on this scale, and rarely with such a contrast between the outside, these squat barrels with their pointed tin roofs, and the inside, with neon images that stretch upward forever as if they're disappearing into the night sky. The towers are an installation called This Land Is Your Land. Its creator is Ivan Navarro, a Chilean artist who lives in Brooklyn. Navarro says the work was inspired by the Woody Guthrie song about wandering America, discovering its natural beauties.
It goes with the first inspiration for Woody Guthrie, which is hobo music. And I've been also working in general with this idea of homelessness and the idea of not having a fixed place to live or to work.
That's why the neon inside the different towers spell out the words bed, or we and me. Navarro says the light ascending upwards suggests hope. And the choice of water towers? He says when riding the rails, hobos would spot a water tower ahead and know their train was approaching a town, with the possibility of a job there, or just food.
Have you had any of your work on display in a shopping mall before?
No, never, which is very, very interesting.
It's interesting because Navarro dislikes many New York art museums. They're expensive, and they're cut off from the regular life of the city. So he's dismissed them as just ritzy shopping malls. Then he flew to Dallas to see where his artwork might be installed.
And they showed me the place, and it was such a unique situation where, you know, art really becomes part of the everyday, which is the ideal.
This Land Is Your Land was originally built for Madison Square Park in New York. For years, the park has commissioned new artworks. Nancy Nasher, the owner of North Park, has been keeping tabs on the program. She says they both love bringing sculpture to the public. A key difference, though, is the Madison Square artworks are up, usually, for only 5 weeks. Then most go into storage.
And so I thought some of these pieces maybe we could bring down here to help the artists. And it makes the art at North Park very dynamic. So maybe it'll find a permanent home, you know. It's fantastic.
This Land Is Your Land is currently scheduled to remain at North Park for a year. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
We've still got rain in the forecast, 40% chance of it tonight. Cloudy skies through that time with a high near 81 this afternoon, overnight low 67. And then tomorrow, we're still not through with rain. There's a 20% chance of it, otherwise cloudy with a high of 83. It's 66 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.